American President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke for the fifth time Thursday as leaders of the world's biggest powers. The call began at 12:33 UTC and ended more than 2 hours later. It comes as concerns are rising over the issue of Taiwan and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The two leaders also disagreed on health, economic policy, and human rights issues. The latest dispute has been the possible visit of U.S. Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. Pelosi would be the highest-ranking U.S. elected official to travel to Taiwan since 1997. Then-Speaker Newt Gingrich visited the island when China was preparing to celebrate Hong Kong's return from Britain. The U.S. does not have official diplomatic relations with Taiwan, but continues informal relations and defense ties. Biden last week told reporters that U.S. military officials believed it was not a good idea for the speaker to visit the island now. China considers self-governing Taiwan a part of its territory. On Wednesday, a foreign ministry spokesman said such a visit could be met with forceful responses, and he added, all ensuing consequences shall be borne by the U.S. Martin Cherzampa is an expert at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He told Reuters that talking about the Taiwan issue could serve Xi by taking attention away from China's slowing economy. Scott Kennedy of Washington's Center for Strategic and International Studies added that the risk of a major crisis is well above zero, and a Biden-Xi call was important to avoid an unwanted clash. John Kirby is a U.S. national security spokesman. He said Wednesday before the call that it was important for Biden and Xi to speak together regularly. The president wants to make sure that the lines of communication with President Xi remain open because they need to, Kirby told reporters. He said there are issues on which cooperation is possible and others where there is tension. The conversation comes as Biden has taken measures to move the U.S. from depending on Chinese manufacturing. This week, the U.S. Senate passed a bill to help semiconductor companies build more factories in the country. Biden has also urged Western democracies to support his ideas for infrastructure financing for low- and middle-income nations. The move would be to balance China's Belt and Road Initiative, which aims to increase China's trade in new international markets. Kirby said there were several areas of U.S.-China tension that he said would be part of the discussion. They include China's aggressive behavior in the Indo-Pacific area and its reaction to Russia's war in Ukraine. Other disagreements include China's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang, which the U.S. has declared a genocide. Additional issues are China's building of military structures in the South China Sea and its campaign of economic and political spying.